So I can...
Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air perched in its branches." Again he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it works all through the dough. This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God.
Thanks so much, guys.
What? Jesus is my king, has become a member of God's kingdom. Well, in these readings this morning, Jesus wants to tell us what his kingdom is like. Because actually, it's quite different from all the other kinds of kingdoms that we have in the world. And we're going to learn this morning two things about God's kingdom. Here's the first. Trust that God's kingdom is growing. Trust that God's kingdom is growing.
Because sometimes it seems like God's kingdom isn't growing. Okay, I wonder if you guys can think of someone you know who has recently decided to join God's kingdom, decided to become a Christian. Sometimes it feels like God's kingdom is really small and like it's not growing. I wonder how many of your friends in class would call themselves followers of Jesus, or how many of the people on your street?
Well, Jesus told the people two short stories so that we will believe that God's kingdom is growing. And the first one, he says that his kingdom is a bit like a mustard seed that was planted in the garden. Now, if you lived around back then and you wanted to say something was really small, Jewish people back then would say something like this: "It's as titchy as a mustard seed."
Well, let's call our gardener to show us about this. Gardener Steve? Gardener Steve? Gardener Steve?
Polly, I was just on my combine harvester. Oh. I'm here now.
Hello.
Pleasure to see you. Pleasure to see you.
What's that you've got there, Gardener Steve?
Well, Miss Polly, I've got some mustard seeds here I have. Yes.
Wow, they are small, aren't
well,
they?
They'd be ever so small. Boys and girls, have a look. Look how small they are. They are teeny weeny little mustard seeds.
I can barely see it.
And I'm going to take one of these here mustard seeds, and I'm going to plant it here in this little pot of mine, and that's going to go in my garden.
Wow, and so Jesus is saying that the kingdom of God is like that. I mean, that really does look small, and actually, I can't see it growing.
Well, Miss Potter, that shows you know nothing about gardening. You see, give it a bit of time and some watering, and this seed will sprout, and it will grow, and it will grow, and it will grow. It'll be huge.
Wow, thanks.
Right, I've got to be off. I've got some radishes I need to weed. Thanks all.
Thanks, Gardener Steve.
Thank you, Gardener Steve. Now, brilliant. Well done. That's a good introduction to one of our new Oak Hill trainee vicar placements this year. Now, hands up if any of you have grown or tried to grow something this year. Hands up. Yeah? Okay. Polly, do you want to bring out a tomato plant that we grew this year? There it is.
Ooh.
Now, in April, we put a tiny little seed in that pot that was not much different from a mustard seed. And here, 5 months later, it's grown that big. And look, it's actually got tomatoes on it. How exciting is that? That it really, really does work. If you give it time, something grows in the garden. Polly.
Well, Jesus tells us this story about the kingdom of God, and he tells us another story too about yeast. Put your hand up if you know what yeast is. You guys know, go on. What does yeast do? Katie. Yeah, you can use it to make stuff like bread. Do you know what it does to the bread? Go on, Liz. It makes the bread rise. Yeah, exactly. Yeast makes the bread rise. Well, Jesus says there was this woman. She put a bit of yeast into her bread and it rose. This kingdom is a bit like the yeast as it mixes in the dough.
Great. Let's call our baker who is going to help us understand more about this. Now, let's watch our baker.
Here's my ball of lovely bread dough. It's all ready, but, if I want it to rise, I need to add some yeast. Okay then. Here's my yeast, lovely jubbly. If I add a bit of this, and then I mix it in all the way through the dough.
So Jesus is saying that the kingdom of God is like that yeast that's been added to that dough. Gee, Mr. Baker, that is really strange because, you know, I can't see any yeast there. It doesn't look any different to what it was before. I mean, that is really strange.
Well, Mr. Baker, that is where you are foolish. You just need to wait. Slowly but surely, this dough will rise. The yeast will cause it to be filled with little tiny little bubbles. And you need to trust that the yeast does spread and will do its work. Don't be deceived just because you can't see it. Oh no! My buns are burning!
God, Polly has been looking after this dough so carefully. Well done, Polly.
On it, within my sights. I see. Okay, so there are loads of things that are real, but they're really, really little, so we can't see it. But actually, they're doing something amazing. It's like electricity. You can't see electricity, but it's doing something really powerful, isn't it? Or it's a bit like germs. You can't see them, but they're growing, and actually they can make you really ill.
Great. So, I nearly went northern there for a moment. So, here is the first thing we learn about Jesus' kingdom, God's kingdom. Trust that it is growing. It may look really small and weak, like a mustard seed. It may hardly look like it's there at all, like the yeast. But Jesus is giving us these two stories to teach us that it is there. It is growing. So trust that that is the case. Do not be deceived by the way things look at the moment, Jesus is saying. Now, we're going to sing. We're going to sing a song about this amazing truth that God is growing his kingdom. But I want us to step away for a moment from harvests and plants, because this song is talking about a building. Brick by brick, God is building his kingdom. One by one, as one person, then another person trusts in Jesus and becomes part of God's kingdom. So, Polly is going to lead us in some actions for this one. And if you'd like to join in, please do. But everyone, do stand.
God used to dwell in a house among his people, but now he has a home that's better than his home. It doesn't look like a building with a steeple. Now he's living in the people of the church. Brick after brick, God is building his temple. Brick after brick, he is making it strong. With Christ the sure foundation and his people as the stones, he is building a place he can live. Brick after brick. Christ is the rock on which everything's depending. He's making sure that it's as steady as can be. His love is strong and his promises unending. And he'll protect his church from all her enemies. Brick after brick, God is building his temple. Brick after brick, he is making it strong. With Christ the sure foundation and his people as the stones, he is building a place he can live. Brick after brick. Giving glory to the Maker as they build each other up, as they share the bread and cup. So remember the Savior. Brick after brick, God is building his temple. Brick after brick, he is making it strong. With Christ the sure foundation and his people as the stones, he is building a place he can build. Brick after brick.
Please do take a seat. So, this is so exciting. God's kingdom is growing. Like a mustard seed that doesn't look like anything great, or like yeast that's in a dough that you can hardly see, God's kingdom is growing, and we can trust that. And not only is it growing, but here's the even more exciting thing. One day, it is going to fill the whole world.
Because that mustard seed, it didn't just grow a little bit, okay? It didn't grow this big or this big. It didn't even just grow as big as this tomato plant. The mustard seed grew, well, the Bible says it grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches. The mustard seed grew to be a whole tree. It's pretty small at the moment, but it grew to be a whole tree, so big that birds came to live in it.
Now, in the Old Testament, in quite a few places, God's people are described as a tree, a living tree that grows and becomes big, a cedar tree, in fact, if you know that. And God says that one day the nations will be like birds making nests in that tree. That's what the kingdom of God is like. And Jesus is, I'm sure, thinking of that in his mind as he teaches here. One day, his kingdom is going to be massive. And in that day, it will be obvious to everybody that God is in charge. In that day, nobody will tease us for being a follower of Jesus. Nobody will sneer when we tell them that we go to church. God's kingdom is growing, and one day it will fill the world.
And it's the same with the yeast. You see, if the yeast just stayed small, we just put in a little bit, didn't we, in one corner, and if it just stayed there, the bread wouldn't have risen. We would have a pancake, not a loaf of bread. But because the yeast spreads through the entire dough, well, the whole thing is going to rise. It means that this bit has yeast in it. It means that this bit has yeast in it. Every single bit has yeast in it. Not one bit of this dough doesn't have yeast in it. The yeast has worked through all of the dough. And to prove it, we're going to give you guys some of the yeast to take home with you. And you can see if it rises, if the yeast has really worked through all of the dough. You can bake it and have your risen little loaf.
Great. Well, just like the yeast filled all of the bread, Jesus is saying God's kingdom is going to fill all of the world. It's going to be like that massive tree that dominates the whole garden. It's going to be like that yeast that gets everywhere, that penetrates everything. One day the kingdom will be so big, you just won't be able to miss it. You won't be able to turn a corner or look anywhere without God's kingdom being there. In the same way that if you pick a piece of that dough now, any tiny bit has got a bit of yeast in it. Well, that is what it's going to be like one day, and we'll all see it. It'll be clear that Jesus is the King, and his kingdom is here. As we're learning this term, the King is coming back, and that's what we're looking forward to. Polly.
And so if you are a follower of Jesus, then get excited, because his kingdom is going to fill the entire world like the yeast fills the whole dough. And if you're not, well, then don't be left outside the kingdom when Jesus comes back, because he loves to welcome us in if we trust him.
Thank you, Polly. Here, I've got a question for you. Hands up if you've heard of Microsoft. Hands up if you've heard of Microsoft. Yeah, hands down. Hands up if you've heard of Apple. Yeah, most people, hands down. Hands up if you've heard of Amazon. Hands down. Okay, here's a question for you. What do these three things have in common? Come on, Matt, that's brilliant. Say it loud. Yeah, brilliant. Each one of these started in a garage. The founder started it in his own garage in each case. And yet they've all grown to be massive, dominating companies. And they've all grown to spread everywhere. I imagine pretty much every one of us has to have something to do with these companies at some point. Probably every week, if not every day. And it's just going to be like that with God's kingdom. We need to trust that that is the case and not be deceived because it looks small and weak now. If you are a follower of Jesus, you have backed the right horse. It is going to be the champion one day. So stick with that. And if you've not yet trusted in him, well, it's a great time to do that. On this day of harvest, as we thank God for what he's provided, we also look forward to that great harvest at the end of time when Jesus comes back and his kingdom will fill the whole earth. Well, we're going to sing again. Polly.
Yeah, so would you stand up? We're going to sing together. We're singing, "By Faith We See the Hand of God," because we can have faith that God is growing his kingdom, even when it doesn't look like it.